Okay, let's begin our discussion. Psachim Daf Tes. We're going to talk about the sugya of Bedikas Chametz and Safek Drabana Lakula. The Mishnah here tells us, Ein Choshishin. We don't have to be worried after we did Bedika. Shema Gira Chulda Mi Bayis Labayis Mi Makom Lamakom. You did Bedikas Chametz in a house. You turn around, you go do it in another house. Do you have to be worried that, oh, maybe a chulda, maybe a weasel took a piece of chametz from somewhere and brought it into the house, and now it is no longer a bayis baduk, or mimakom lamakom, or some other place to place? You don't have to be worried about that. Dimkain, if you're always worried every second after you finish and you turn your back, so then michatzel lachasim, me year later, ein ladavar sof. This ein ladavar sof, right? There's a concept of once you establish a chazaka of a bayis baduk, so then that is enough. Again, this gets into general chazakas. There's a chazaka like the Gemara talks about in Maseches Chulin, chazaka that there is a spot on a house of tsaras, nega bayis, and the coin goes out. It might have disappeared by now. No, we assume it's still the same reality. We assume nothing changed. So here, similarly, we don't assume anything changed. We don't assume that a chulda picked it up, and therefore one can be mekel. The reason is ein ledavar sof. That is the reason that the Gemara gives. Says the Rashi, imkain shebasal achush lekach. If you're really worried about this, hari gam b'chatzor lechatzor yesh lo mar kach. Ani badakti kodem lechaveirai ulachas bedika si hevi a chulda chamis b'chatzor chaveirai lechatziri ein ledavar sof. Right, so you'll never end. You'll always have to be choshesh every single second, and that can't be. So that's the Mishnah. So ask the Achronim, the Pnei Yeshua, and our Mishnah says, what do you need the reason for Safik Ein Ladavar Sof? Why don't you just say the reason is Safik Drabana Lakula? Mistama, you did Bittel Chametz here, as we've spoken about, and if you did Bittel, the Chshash here is a Chshash Drabanan. That's why you could be Mekel. That's why once you did it, you could say, okay, it's done. You don't have to be choshesh about Cholda, because it is a suffix de Rabbanan. That is the question that the Pnei Yeshua asks on our Mishnah. Again, what do you need the reason for? Again, he asks this in two places. He asks this on Amid Beis, and he asks this on Amid Aleph. The Akati, below Chazinan, Kamai, below Chazinan, Amai Ktani Mastis, in time of Dino Dever Sofa, typically that it is Svek Seika, Suffix de Rabbanan Lakula. Right, that is the question of the Pnei Yeshua. A similar question is asked on Amid Beis. On Amid Beis, we start having all of the sfeikos of the achbarim. In the middle, the first case is teisha tzvirich al matzav echad shal chametz. You have 10 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz. V'asa achbar v'shaka. The achbar came and took something from one of the piles. V'lo yadinan imatzah shakli chametz shakli. You don't know if you took one of the 9 piles of chametz, from the only pile of chametz, and he took it into the house. You don't know where he took something in. You don't know where he took from. So the Gemara says, "Hainu teisha chanuyos." Right, that's like the store, the case of the 9 stores. 9 kosher, 1 not kosher. You treat it as kavua; it's stationary, and called kavua. Kemechsal mechsadami. So you treat it as 50-50. Pirish, if it's separated from one of the piles and the achbar took it, then that would be rof. Fine, but what does it mean that if it's 9 and 1, then you treat it as kavua, and it's half and half? So Rashi says, "Hainu teisha chanuyos to kaimalan behula kame," because we say later on to call kavua. Shenot lo mimakom kavua. If you took it from a makom of stationary, ein holchen bo achar rof. You don't go after the rof. El hario kamechsal mechsa. It's like half and half. V'savik yisrael lachumra, and therefore savik lachumra says Rashi because it is treated as 50-50. Say, ask Tosfos, what do you mean savik lachumra? Ask Tosfos. Right here, Hainu Teisha Chanuyos, Lafima Shabir Shakuntras, Leni Bedika, Loni Hiro Lari, Teichi Maisi Rai Mi Teisha Chanuyos, Davi Sveika Daraisa, Viazlina Lachumra, Vava Sveika Darabanani, Kedamrina Besamuch. The Teisha Chanuyos, that's a Savi Daraisa. Rashi, we're talking about Bedika, you did Bittel already. So it's a Savi Darabanan. So how could Rashi be saying that it's referring to this? So Mio Yeshlomar, Da'iri Ko Uchalo Bittel. Oh, it must be a case where he didn't do Bittel yet. And that's why it's a Savi Daraisa, and that's why Rashi compares the two. But either way, ask Tosfos, what Rashi, you know, Pashtus, it's not no Bittel, and therefore it will be a Savi Darabanan. And if it's a Savi Darabanan, why don't we say that we go Lakula? And we've spoken about that in the past, the general principle of Safig Darabanan Lakula, especially according to the Rambam, that every time you violate a Daraisa, you violate a Darabanan. That's a big problem. According to the Ramban, that we don't say all Drabanans are included in Los Asur. So then you say the whole thing is Drabanan, and therefore inherently it's different than the Oraisas. As we've spoken about in the past, the difference between the Oraisas and Drabanans. But if we say, like the Ramban, that every Oraisas is a Drabanan, so then you have the question of the Ramban and others So why do you say Sabei Darabanan Lekula every time you violate a Darabanan? It's a Daraisa. So the most popular answer given, the Ramban already has this in one line. The Meshech Chachma talks about this in Shoftim. Today I'll just read this one source, the Kiryat Sefer, the Ma'bid has it in Hilchos Ma'amrim. V'omer Ani, to answer the question, She'en Kavanas Harav, She'ha Oseh Davar, She'isuro Mi Darabanan, She'e Over Alasei Da'al Piyatara She'yorucha, V'yalav De'lo Sasur. No, it doesn't mean that every time you violate, that you're going to get the Aveira. It means if somebody violates because they don't believe in it, because, not because they just violated Drabana. That's not Lo Sasri, even according to the Rambam. If somebody does it out of a Maisa Mered, somebody does it out of rejecting the Rabbanan. So if you're going to reject the Rabbanan, so then that's a problem. But if it's a Suffolk, that's not called the rejection of the Rabbanan. Vizeshi in a mode of Levraim, Becholik Aleim, Vizenikra over Ben Yinzeh. Aval Misha over Al Dover Shumi Drabanan Lahana Aso, O Lita Alto, O Lita Avon, Baby Shogam and Mazen, are we over the Bechachami, who prays together, Vino over Allah Vase. Okay, that's a little different. It's a little different. I'm sorry, I take it back. The other ones, the Meshach Chachma and the Rabban said, Kai Gavna Lo Tiknu. Once it's Suffolk, the whole thing falls away. The Kiryat Sefer is a little different focus. I think he says Suffolk is somewhere else also, maybe in the Akdama. But here he says in Paragala Vivachas Mamrim, if you're only doing it because it's Stamina there that you did, that's not what the Rabban is talking about. Only if you're over Al Harasan, be merit. Okay, but either way, that's not our topic today. So the question is, according to the toast, the Mishnah, the beginning of the daf, why don't you say Safik Darabanan Lekula? What do you need the reason of Ein Ladavar Sof? And Rashi on the Amud Beis, why does he say Safik Lechumra? Right, like Tosfos says, what, it's a case of no bittul? That's why Rashi compares it to a Daraisa. Rashi doesn't say Daraisa. Rashi just says Safik Isura Lechumra. So what is the approach? How do you work Bedikas Chametz with Safik Darabanan Lekula? So a number of suggestions. I'll mention six. Six suggestions. The Pnei Yeshua has most of them. The Pnei Yeshua, again, I'm an Aleph and I'm a Beis, he talks about this. Number one, so, okay, maybe the reason you need the Ein Ladavar Sof is for this A, it's a Chashash Daraisa. Why? Because you didn't do Bittul. Okay, if you didn't do Bittul, so then that is an easy way to get out of the... easy way to get out of the problem. And he suggests, based on some sources, that maybe the even Bittul was a later Takanas Amoraim, because we find, you know, right, Bittul is not in Mishnayos anywhere. Habodik Sarach Shevatel is in the Gemara. Okay, the Pnei Yeshua is maybe no Bittul was done, so it is a Chashash Daraisa, and Takanas Bittul was later. Number one. Number two, but then he quotes a more fundamental approach. Maybe because of a fundamental approach, and this is discussed by many. He says maybe it's the Magen Mishnah in the name of the Ra'ah. What's the Magen Mishnah in the name of the Ra'ah? So that is the Rambam that discusses this first case of the Achbar. Says the Rava, Hiniach Tishat Tzivarishol Matzah V'Echad Chametz, Uba Achbar V'Natal V'lo Yadanu Im Chametz V'Matzah Natal V'Nichlas L'Beis V'Yiz Baduk Tzorech Livdok. So called Kavuk, Emech Samech Sodami, Dharma Paskin, Sorach Livdok. Right, like the Rashi said, that you have to treat it as Isser. So the Ravid says, jumps on the Rambam and says, what do you mean? Lo Bechufra Hamelsa, Ella Inyin Bittol, Avalinyin Bidika, Savitra Bananhu. What's the Rambam talking about? That you have to be Bodek? The question of the Gemara is not about Bidika, it's about Bittol. Whether you have to do Bittol in these cases. But, because that's a Daraisa issue, but Bidika, for sure you don't have to do Bidika, because it's a Safek Darabanan, that is the Ravid. That's the Ravid. How do you answer the Rambam? If it's a question about Bittul, isn't it a Safek Darabanan, and therefore it should be a Kula? So that's the Magen Mishnah in the name of the Ra'ah. Says the Magen Mishnah, Kivan, because of a Ra'azal, the Tam, the Abagav, the Safek Darabanan, he, Kivan, the Bidikas Chametz, Tchilasa al HaSafek, Hichmiru b'sveika yosem yishar sveika shal devrayim b'chinikar. That's the Yesod Gadol of the Ra'ah, and it's also quoted by the Ramban in Baba Basra and Daf Nun Hey, the same idea. That Bedikas Chametz was niskna ala safik. Meaning, we have no idea if this person has Chametz in his house, and if he has a shear of Chametz. Right? There are so many different sveikas here, it's so far-fetched. And yet, the Rabbanan was still Masakin Bedikas Chametz, even though you don't know if you have Chametz here. So that shows you that it's a rule breaker and it's going in the Lechumra direction. It's going in the Lechumra direction. You don't say the regular Savi Darabanan Lekula, or else you wouldn't have Darabanans, you wouldn't have Bedikah at all, because Savi Darabanan Lekula. Once the Rabbanan enacted it, so then that is the Halacha, and therefore we apply it even in cases where otherwise we would be Mekel. The Lechem Mishnah here points out that if that's true, so then why aren't we Machmir on all the Ibayas on the end of today's daf and tomorrow's daf. Says Vakasha Dibkin Yishlach Rebit Sveika Lomag Lakaman Vachali Bayas Diika Teku Pasak Rabenu Lakula Gabi Chametz Kemo Gabi Nachash Vakal Shar Shehiskir All of the cases. Okay, this first case that we just said in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, the Rambam is machmir. But what about all the other cases? Halacha Yud Aleph. Shnei tzivur nechad shal chametz vechad shal matzah. You have two piles. You don't know if the chametz went into the which house and the b'chulu or the comparison the shei shvilin. All the cases. The Rambam says b'chol elu ein atzorach livdok. Pam shnia she'en kan kavua. The case of parish. But what do you mean? All these cases, you should say that Bdikas Chametz was Niskan ala Safik, and therefore you should have to be Bodik. Says the Lechem Mishnah to answer, and again, it sounds like a fundamental answer. You have to figure out how exactly he's applying it. Digalam Chilak bein Sveika de Inyan ala Sveika de Dina. He's Bechad between a Safik in Mitzius and a Safik in Din. Bdikas Chametz was Niskan ala Safik. That means whenever there's a Safik in Mitzius, so then you would say, no, you have to check. You have to check because you don't know if there's chametz here. To be digas chametz naases al safek hakavana he safek the kashem shetz matzrichim livdo by azeh humishim safek iika bo chametz olo shu safek de inyana v'gamkem because safek de inyana kiyai machmarinon avok kashein safek be inyana el asfeka de dina kemo safek hateku de ba'ayan habdavi safek imadin kach olo vade b'hal does lina lakula to lodami l'sfeka de inyana de naases abdika mitchlaso mechamaso. If it's a safek in psak, you don't know who to Paskin like, there's a suffix in that area, so then you go by the regular rule. The only time when you say Niskan ala suffix, so that's when it is a sveika in Mitzias. The question is, how exactly is the Lechem Mishnah defining all those other cases as sveika dedinas, while this first case is a suffix in Mitzias? The case of Kavua is a suffix in Mitzias, the case of Parish is a suffix in Din, so you got to work out exactly how the Lechem Mishnah says that. But either way, that is all. Approach number two, Niskan ala Safik. So it says the Pnei Yeshua, that's what our mission is saying, of Ein Ladavar Sof. Even though Bedikas Chametz was Niskan ala Safik, and therefore you have to be Machmir, you don't go overboard. You don't go overboard, there are still limits to the case. You don't have to go so far. That's number two. Number three says that those are the two from the Pnei Yeshua on Amud Aleph. Then comes the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes on Amud Aleph here says, at root is a question of how you define Drabbanans and Daraisas. Even though Lamaisa, yes, this is Drabbanan, you already did Bittul, but inherently, Chametz is a Suffolk Daraisa. Right? If the Chulda went in here, it's at root, we might call it Ikaro Daraisa, even though having done Bittul, the Lamaisa would only be Drabbanan. Says the Sfas Emes. Kasha, Gambalitam de Lever Sof. Same question. Typically the Kishibitel have Iraq Rabbanan, Savidarada Lakula, Arze Yishlomar. Kivada Safik im Girara Hula Isser Torah. Rak de Mitzachen is Batel. Havi Drabanan. Havi Sveka da Araisa. Vadai im Haya Safik im Badak im Lobadak. If the Safik was on the Gavra, if he checked or not. Shayach Lamemer Davi Savidarana Lakula. If the Safik was on the person, whether he checked, that's Lakula. But if it's on the Chametz, that's Daraisa he calls. Kivada Vi Safik have Midi Drabanan. Mashenki Kaigad Avi Savidaraisa Lachumra. Interesting. So he says he's so convinced by that answer. He says, since you treat it as lechumra, so then why should Ein Ladavar Sof help? What do you Ein Ladavar Sof? Do whatever you can. Do whatever you can if it's a Safik Daraisa. So that is the Sfas Emes. But then we have two other answers of the Pnei Yeshua. Now the Pnei Yeshua on Amud Beis comes up with two other answers for our question. Number one says the Pnei Yeshua, my kushya ought to call Hats the Sveika Drabanan Klal Gomer who? Do you always say Sveidaran Lakula? There are never exceptions to the rule. He says, I'll give you two other examples in Shas that it's not an ironclad rule. Often the Rabbanan are more machmer in certain cases. Bekamaduchta Nechmiro Chachamim Lesveika Afilu Bisa Drabanan Hecha the Mistaver Lahu, where it's logical for them to be machmir. Kagon Safeg Muchan. Look in the first parak in Mesechas Beitza. We often say Safeg Muchan is going to be Usser, right? No lad. You don't know about the egg. You don't know about the egg, whether it was a base of Shinolda. You don't know whether it was late today or yesterday. So all the different approaches, four different ideas on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel. But if it's Muchan, even if it's something Muchan, is going to be Asur. Because the Mashva Lehedya Perakama de Beitza. Dalarama Beis. Mikami Maskana de Ravashi. Vachli continues. And therefore, that's number one. Vachaini says Biksamim. The whole world of stains by Anisha Nida. Devada Inon Elamid Rabbanan. There's no Hargasha there. And therefore, we know for a woman to be matami nida midaraisa, she needs a hargasha, all the different types of hargasha. But here, there is no hargasha by ksamim, and still it's only midarabana filu hachich, mir besfekan, la osra baila. And still, we're machmir besafik, la osra baila. Vikiagam nashkun tuva bishas, ubitos was atzman, bakama bakomos, hechmir chachamim besafik, viafilu besafik eruv, pluktus tanoi, beperak bakoma arvin. Look back in Erevin, imkin koshikim bidigas chameis, yish lo ikir menatora. Shulei b'digas chametz, which has an ikur min haTorah ed root. It's not a totally made-up context of suffik muchan or even ksamim. Ksamim, I guess that could also be ikar min haTorah, but really, maybe not, because this lamaisa by a kesem, the Rabbanan created it because there's no hargasha. So either way, there are examples. It's not an ironclad rule, says the Pnei Yeshua. That is number four on our list. Number five is the next point of the Pnei Yeshua, the final approach that we're going to have from him, and that is, he says, the second that you're able to check, maybe that defines it, that undefines it as a case of suffix. That is a very important yesod that we find elsewhere. Sukashali, to ha'da kaimolam bepshitas, to kal hecha to samech biyadan, she'efshar levarer ha'safik lo mikri safik klal. The Yim Kane, Mehai Taima Gufa, Kol Shekane, Sheyesh Lona Lahachmer Besafik Zela, Tzricho Mia Bedika, Sherefilu Beruba Da Adif, Mechazaka Vachul, and it continues. Why, in the case of Amid Beis, do we say that it's called Kavua, and we're going to be Machmir? Because the second is Efshar Livdok, it's not called a Safik anymore. And he quotes, we have that by the beginning of Yaradeyad also. If the knife is there, right, if Efshar Livdok, it's not called Safik. This approach helps us out with the following case as well. Helps us out with the saying this type of svara helps us out in applying lechumra and efshalvara in the following case. Some say, the Ramban has this in that piece in Balabasra I mentioned before, the Maram Chalava says it beferish here. Once we say efshalvarer, has to be mevarer. We have this on Dav Dalet also, back in the earlier in the Masechta, where we say ala maskir, right, if the, who has to do the bedika, the maskir, the socher, so Gemara says, what's the shayla? If the maskir is there, just ask him. What do you mean, just ask him? If it's somebody drabana, somebody drabana kula, what do you have to ask him for? So the Maram Chalava there says, no. You still say, somebody drabana, you still say, you have to ask if it's efshel avarer, just like you would say it by svek sveka, even by daraisa. Not only by Savei Derabanan Lekula, but even by Svek Sveka. Who else says this? Maybe Rashi. Maybe Rashi. Again, if Efshel Avarer, you have to be Mavarer, even in a case of Svek Sveka, Deoraisa, not just Savei Derabanan Lekula. This is the first discussion, one of the first discussions of Rashi and Tosas, the beginning of Maseches Ksubis. Right, the Mishnah tells us that the Psula Nisei is the Yom Harvi. Psula gets married on Wednesday night, so that she, the husband can come to Beis Din if there's any questions about her psulim the next morning on Thursday morning. What's the issue of her coming to Beis Din? There's so many sfeikas, even if she comes to Beis Din. Maybe it happens, maybe the bia happened before Erison, and therefore she does not, maybe it happened after Erison. Maybe it was Nanas, and it wasn't Znus. Right? There's so many different sfeikas what happened. So, says Tosfos, let's go Tosfos first, and then Rashi. V'im Tomer, Hatenach Eishas Kohen Upechus Mimba Shalosh. Fine, if we're talking about an Eishas Kohen, who there's only one suffix about, when it happened, right? Because even Ne'anas doesn't make a difference. Or Upechus Mimba Shalosh. The only question is how it happened, but not a question of when it happened. It definitely happened after Shalosh. Delek Elechad Sveika, Kedemina Megamara, Aval Bishar Noshim, Dika Svek Sveika, Maiti Nasili Yom Dalet. According to all other women, so why do we make them get married on Wednesday night and come to Beis Din on Thursday morning? It's a svek sveka anyway. And if it's svek sveka anyway, we're going to let them stay married. You're not sure when this znus took place, and you're not sure how this znus took place. So svek sveka, we would say lukula anyway. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, lo plug rabbana betakanta, lo plug. And because there are certain women that only would have one suffix and they would be usher to get stay married, that's why we say it by all women. So the Rashi, though, says, now back to Rashi, Rashi says, you know why we make them come to Beis Din? Because if they come to Beis Din, then hopefully somebody will hear about it and Edom will come and be Mavar, one of the sveikas. And Tosfos argues on the het. It's a svek sveka lakula. So what my Rashi answer? Svek sveka, if it's efshel avara, then you have to be a mevarer. So again, why do we usually say svek sveka lakula? If it's because that we think there's a birur that it is lakula, then why if efshel avara, why should that make a difference? And even if it's a hachra, I mean, there are different approaches to svek sveka, which we're not talking about now. But to say that if efshel avara, you have to be machmer by svek sveka is chiddush even more than saying it by somebody who rabbanan lakula. So this svara of the Pnei Yoshua helps us out, though. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein in the Sefer HaMsachim also says it in this context. It's not that, even if you want to say there's a birur once you paskin, but the second that efshel avara, then you might say it's no longer defined as suffik. And if it's no longer defined as suffix, then memela, you know, there's no doubt, and you have to be mevarer. So that could apply even in the case of svek, even in the case of svek sveka. One final approach. Again, what do we do? What are the cases? Why don't you say something derabbanan lakula here? Number one, maybe it's not derabbanan, bittul wasn't done. Number two, it's niskanala suffix. That's the ra'ah in the Magen Mishnah. Number two. Number three, at root, it's daraisa. Says the Sfas Emes. That rule is about the chametz. Number four, it's not an ironclad rule. There are many times there are exceptions. Number five, if Efshar Livdok is no longer defined as suffik. And number six, the Minchas Alazar, the Munkacher in Chela Gimel, Simen Ayin Dalad, says, and this is a big topic also, Savidur Ran Al-Kula only applies by Yisurim, not by mitzvos and chiyuvim. And he quotes this from the Chuvis Mutzal Me'esh. To come out the Mekilin, Besveka the Rabbanan, Ubein Svek Sveka Daraisa, who rock Bedvar Isser, Avalinian Kiyam, Mitzal Se Daraisa, Elepotr Mishu Svek Sveka, O Sveka the Rabbanan, Mishim Cheskas Chiyav, Ha Mitzvah Zaseh. Therefore, you wouldn't say it there. Then he talks about what if you have a question, you did the mitzvah, you're just not sure if you did it properly. But either way, that's his chilek. So we will stop here.